It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend. Welcome to Fresh Oil, the radio program, the podcast, where we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to saturate every part of our lives, every day of the week, not just on Sunday. And this is a special month on Fresh Oil. We're diving into the truth that your Christian life doesn't just begin with grace and end with effort. It begins, continues, and ends with Jesus. And His grace is sufficient all the way through. We're in a teaching series based on my new book called Grace Changes Everything. And it's the sequel to the book, The Grace Revolution. And today's message, it brings us to the heart of that title. What grace really changes? Not just your eternal destination, not just your Sunday emotions, but it radically changes your daily life. So today's episode is entitled, How Grace Changes Everything, Not Just Your Salvation, but Your Daily Life. Now let me start with something bold today. Grace is not the entry point to Christianity. Grace is the environment of Christianity. See, in 2 Peter 3:18, it doesn't say grow in law. It says grow in grace. That means grace is not just the door, it's the whole house. It's not the first step, it's the whole journey. Because a lot of people want to be saved by grace, but then they want to live out their Christian life under the law. And here's what's interesting, friend. If you want to live under the law, it's not just the Ten Commandments. There were 613 commandments, 365 negative ones, and 248 positive commandments, adding up to 613. And here's what's interesting. The Bible tells us if you miss just one, you're guilty of breaking the entire law. See, grace is not just the way we enter salvation. It's what keeps us saved. It's what helps us live out the Christian life. See, somewhere along the way, many of us were taught to believe that grace is what gets us in, but it's works that is what keeps us. We're told God saved you, now you need to stay saved. Jesus forgave you, but now you better perform. The cross got you started, but now you better finish strong. But friend, that's not the gospel. That's the legalism of the law. The gospel says in Philippians 1:6, He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion. See, grace is not your backup plan. It's your only plan. And it's Christ in me, the hope of glory. Let's go one step deeper. Grace doesn't just change how you got saved. It changes how you pray, how you read scripture, how you deal with failure, how you serve others, how you grow spiritually, and how you face hardship. Let me walk you through each one of those today on the program. First of all, your prayer life. Under law, prayer feels like a performance. Did I pray long enough? Did I say the right words? Is God even listening? And you come to God like a nervous employee approaching a moody boss and you're asking for a raise. But under grace, you come boldly to the throne of grace, not to the bench of judgment. Get it? You come boldly. Hebrews 4:16, let's say it out loud. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence or boldly. You don't have to earn your way in. Jesus is your open door. He's your advocate. And He's there always listening. You're not praying to get close. You're praying because you already are close. He brought you near. See, under the law, you pray out of requirement. You pray because you know you have to. Under grace, you pray because you get to. Jesus now invites you to come into the throne room of grace with boldness and confidence. Grace brings us near to the Father. So now we pray out of relationship. So that's how grace affects our prayer life. How about reading the Bible? Under the law, the Bible feels like a textbook. Or even worse, a report card. You read to check the boxes. You read to prove your loyalty. Or to silence the guilt that condemns you when you haven't read enough. But under grace, listen to this. The Bible becomes a love letter and not a lecture. You read, like Paul when he said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, he said, Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. You know what's interesting about that? I grew up thinking that meant study so I'd be approved. And what it really says is not study to show God you're approved, study to show yourself. When you get into the gospel of grace and you get in the new covenant, you get into the writings of Paul, you'll see God has already approved you. He paid for every sin you'll ever commit on the cross. He died for it through Christ's death upon the cross. So Paul said, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. See, the law always makes you ashamed. It condemns you. It brings you down. Rightly dividing the word of truth. What did he mean, dividing the word of truth? I always thought that just meant keep it in context. But listen, the division in the word, remember, I studied the Bible, learning Hebrew with Jews in the synagogue. Because my Bible was their Bible, the Holy Torah. But that was just the old covenant. That was the old law part. I shared with them, I have a new covenant. I have a new testament that Jesus gave me. Paul was given this gospel of grace, and God revealed it to him so the Gentiles could come in and we could be adopted into the family. So under law, the Bible's like a textbook. But under grace, you start to see Scripture not as a mirror of your failures, but as a portrait of Jesus' finished work. You open up the Word and you hear it whisper, this is who you are now. This is what I've done for you. Wow. How does it affect our response to failure? Because we do fail. This one's huge. Under law, failure creates distance. You hide like Adam did in the garden. You make promises. You feel like you've reset the relationship with God back to zero. But under grace, failure is not a break in your relationship. It's a moment to run deeper into it. You don't run away. You run to the one who already paid for that sin. Grace doesn't ignore failure. It redefines it. It says, yes, that was sin. That was failure. But it's already forgiven. It says, you fell, but you're still my child. Let's walk forward together. That's huge, friend. It takes away the ability for Satan to condemn you. Remember, there is therefore now no condemnation in Christ Jesus, because the law of the Spirit of life set me free from that law of sin and death. If you read Colossians chapter 2, it tells you that Jesus disarmed Satan when he hung upon the cross, because he nailed the law to the cross. Colossians chapter 2, it's powerful. This hit me one day in my own journey. Let's talk about your service to God, the things you do for God. Now, this one hit me hard in my own journey, because under law, ministry can become an identity project. You serve to earn approval. You serve to feel useful. You serve because you're supposed to. I mean, he called me, so I got to serve. Man, I thought I would be gone. Almost 20 years ago, I tried to retire. I'm teaching right this moment from my home in Florida that I bought in 2010 to get away from ministry. I thought I was ready to go. And all of a sudden, I began to feel this joy of ministry that I had never encountered like I do today. And now at 66 years old, I'm still doing what I do, not because I have to, because I want to. See, under the law, you serve to earn approval. You serve to feel useful. But grace flips the motive. You don't serve for approval. You serve from it. See, ministry becomes a joy, not because it's easy, it's hard, but because it flows from gratitude and not guilt. And you don't have to be a pastor to have this affect you. Teaching a Sunday school class, serving at church, doing whatever, helping your neighbor. It's no longer, look what I've done, God. Now it's, look what he's done for me, and I can't help but respond because of what he did. See, the law is all about what you do. Grace is all about what he did. You're getting this. Somebody's getting this. Let's talk about your spiritual growth. This is where most Christians misunderstand grace. They think grace is great for salvation, but spiritual maturity, that's up to me. But listen to what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 3 and verse 18. He says, we are all being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. See, you don't grow by trying harder. You grow by beholding him more. Growth doesn't come from gritting your teeth. It comes from fixing your eyes on Jesus. That's the miracle of grace. It transforms you from the inside out. Listen to what Paul said in Philippians 2:13. He said that it is God who works in you to both desire and to act in accordance with his will. See, God even changes my will. For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Wow, God even changes my will. He gives me a desire to do good deeds, to help people. Let's talk about how grace affects how you respond to hardship, when trials come, when it's tough to pay the bills. Finally, grace changes how you face trials. Under law, hardship feels like punishment. You always ask yourself, what did I do wrong? What sin is God correcting me for? So we view trials as, boy, God must be punishing me. It's discipline. But under grace, you know that discipline of the Lord is not payback. It's loving formation. You can walk through the valley knowing God hasn't left you. He's leading you. Romans 5 in verse 2 says, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. And verse 3 goes on and says, not only that, but we also rejoice in our sufferings. Why? Because we know we're secure in grace, even when the world shakes. Wow, you say, why does this matter, Pastor Keith? Because grace doesn't just make you saved, it makes you strong. Grace doesn't create lazy Christians. It creates liberated Christians. Now, I've been pastoring a grace church for 4 decades. When you really get grace, when you live in it day by day, you don't sin more, you sin less. Not because of fear, but because of love. Friend, I hope you're grasping what I'm sharing this week. Now, tomorrow we're going to close out our week with a powerful episode entitled The Test of Your Covenant. What are you really living under? And we'll walk through some real-life questions that will help you discover whether you're living under law or under the covenant of grace. It's going to be honest, challenging, but most of all, freeing. Until then, this is Fresh Oil reminding you that grace isn't the doorway to a better life. It's your new address where you now live.
What if one encounter with grace changed everything? In a world marked by striving, shame, and brokenness, grace offers something radical: transformation. Keith Manley's newest book, entitled Grace Changes Everything, is a soul-awakening journey through the power of God's unearned favor. With personal stories, scriptural insight, and heartfelt encouragement, Keith Manley shows how grace isn't just a concept, it's a force that restores, renews, and redefines your life. Whether you're weary from religion or wounded by life, grace still has the final word. A fresh, timely reminder that God's grace still reaches the darkest corners of our hearts.
Grace Changes Everything is the sequel to my book, The Grace Revolution, and it's available today on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today of Grace Changes Everything.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and he makes his mercies new every morning.